Please give them as much of a round of applause as you can muster as we welcome on stage Stephen Moffat, Michelle Bonner.
Doctor. Number one being Tom Baker, you, and then Matt Smith. My question is, who is your favourite doctor and why?
I love them all. You wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for every single one. Every single one. In every single moment, in every single version of the show, when it was loved and unloved, that's what got us here. So, you know, for me personally, I owe a debt to all of us. So,
hello and welcome to a Doctor Who on Target special, where we give a quick review of the Doctor Who Festival in London, live this weekend from Friday the 13th of March to Sunday the 15th. Well, two of the Doctor Who on Target team, Mike and myself, went there on the Saturday. And we had an absolutely great time. It was a huge arena. I've never been to the Excel in London before, but it was a very, very large space. I'm told there were about 8,000 on the day that we went there. It was incredible to see, especially in the main theatres for the talks, all those thousands of dedicated Doctor Who fans patiently waiting for their heroes to come onto the stage. And I would say that it was a reasonably well organized event, though there were a few hiccups. But there were shows, there were demonstrations of special effects. We had part Zygon humans wandering the crowds. We had monsters, we had all sorts of different props and special effects and costume displays. It was a veritable feast of Doctor Who items and so forth. First of all, to give an idea with the talks, as I say, they were in quite a huge arena, actually, and they had huge screens up and cameras, and so it was, you could see, but as happens at these events, I found myself tending to look at the screen rather than the people, because it's just too far a distance to look at them comfortably. But the first panel we went to in the morning was the Mark Gatiss and the production design panel. And it was excellent. Mark Gatiss was on top form, and when they came to ask in the audience questions, somebody in the audience mispronounced his name as Mark Gatiss, to which he turned away, said, "It's pronounced Gatiss," put his watch to his mouth and said, "Kill her," and completely walked away and ignored her. It was a very funny moment. There were some lovely demonstrations of how monsters are designed from the page right into the computer design process. And they came up with some lovely designs there for brain-like monsters that could invade your brain. It was an interesting panel. The one thing which Mike and I did feel was not a problem, but the whole festival was very much orientated towards families, and frankly, as it should be. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that aficionados like ourselves, who are used to having much smaller events with actual access to the stars, to be able to sort of maybe sit and chat with them for a few minutes and so forth and ask them some questions, there was absolutely no possibility of that. It was a far too big an event for that. Though Mike and I did get photographs. We didn't get Capaldi, I'm afraid. That sold out very quickly, and we were also very disappointed not to have Michelle Gomez, because we love her. She is fabulous. But we did have the wonderful Jenna Coleman, who was looking utterly radiant, and she was very, very kind, and she was just absolutely lovely. And of course, Mark Gatiss, who was great. I really, really admire Mark Gatiss, as much as I admire all the rest of the people who were there. But I particularly like Mark Gatiss's take on life and his views of Victoriana and horror stories. And he certainly lived up to expectations. Very, very talented, funny person. And Mike actually wanted to do a League of Gentlemen noses up pose with him, and he had no problem doing that whatsoever. He which we'll put onto our Twitter feed or web page. Mike will see to that. Very funny photo. So all in all, it was a really enjoyable day. There was I enjoyed Michael Pickwell talking about his design for the TARDIS. As I said, the big panel of the day, of course, which was Peter Capaldi, Stephen Moffat, Michelle Gomez and Jenna Coleman, was a lovely panel. Very good. Stephen Moffat, so fast and efficient that when somebody, there were quite a few people in the audience from around the world. We had people from Norway, Brazil, all over the world. But somebody stood up and asked, could they go and record people, the Doctor Who team, asking his fiancée to marry him. And straight away, without even, I mean, this wasn't practical, really, he shouldn't have asked that, but straight away, Moffat just took control, said, right, cameras, wide shot, take care of all of us, put a blue screen background on, put the TARDIS behind us, and we all quickly say, marry him. And they did that lovely, and I'm sure the guy got the copy of the film, and it just shows that Moffat is so on the ball. He was an incredible showrunner, I think. He also was on the writers panel, which gave some really fascinating insight. And Sarah Dolland was there, who was the writer of next week's episode, Face the Raven, which straight away Moffat allowed her to give a little bit away about it. Straight away, everybody thought, wow, that is a Doctor Who story. It sounds absolutely fascinating. The festival is over now, so I don't think it's a spoiler for anyone if I say the idea is based on, well, I tell you what, I'll just slip in Sarah Dolland explaining it in her own words here. Put the Sarah Dolland clip in here. And 3, 2, 1, I'm back in. Yes, absolutely fascinating that sounds. And now I've seen the promo picture as well, it sounds even more fascinating. Really looking forward to that one next week. Mark Gatiss also gave us a special preview of the Sandman monster lumbering live on stage, scaring all the children in the audience. It was very, very good. I would absolutely recommend anyone, especially if they've got children and families, to go to the Doctor Who Festival the next time they hold one. It really was a great experience. All the stars there, all on top form. Of course, Peter Capaldi, absolutely relaxed, in control. He is the Doctor. And he gave some lovely little pieces about that. The most fascinating one, I thought, was his wonderful speech from the Zygon inversion, his 10-minute monologue, which all the rest of the cast actually praised to the heavens for the talent which Peter Capaldi put forth in performing that speech. But Peter explained about how he was trying his best to give an absolutely superb performance, but he was being interrupted by visitors to the set. And one of the visitors to set was no less than the American ambassador, who actually stood up after it and applauded him. Wow, praise indeed. Well, that's all I have to say, though I could say more, but we want to keep this short. It's only a quick review. There were, of course, all the various, merchandise was incredible. A huge array of merchandise. And very, I thought there was a lot there, very reasonably priced merchandise as well. It certainly didn't come across as a rip-off. They had DVDs and books and magazines on sale for what you would pay for them on Amazon. So I was very, very pleased with that. An absolutely great day out. I would thoroughly recommend everyone to go when they get the opportunity. Absolutely great. I think we'll pop over to Mike now, because I've asked Mike to say a few words on what he thought of it. But perhaps we might even add a review next week of Face the Raven, perhaps, if the listeners like that. I know we're supposed to review Target books, but perhaps that... Oh, one more thing. Toby Haydock, an absolute gentleman that he is. What a lovely, lovely man. Recorded an introduction for us for our Doctor Who on Target podcast. And not only that, he gave us a very interesting little snippet of information about one of the Target book covers. Anyway, that'll be coming up in a future episode. A Sylvester McCoy story, Dragonfire. Thank you, Toby. That was so kind of you. You're absolutely lovely. Well, thank you. Now, let's go over to, let's see what Mike has to say.
Yes, myself and Greg attended the Doctor Who Festival, the official Doctor Who Festival at XL on Saturday the 14th of November 2015. Just arrived back recording this on Sunday the 15th. Very, very enjoyable experience. Went up on the Friday night, met some old Whovian friends, stayed at a wonderful hotel called the Aloft next door. Free bit of advertising there for you, Aloft. Very nice hotel, very thank you. The pillows were a little bit soft though. Never mind. On to the festival. Yes, pretty well organised. A little bit of an issue with panels overlapping. They had one section of the arena for panels, for meeting the cast, for meeting writers, for a special effects show. And they had a smaller village, production village, with various shows on making a drama and a few making an audio play, a few other things. And one problem Gregory found, I know Greg found and I found as well, was these tended to overlap, so you might possibly have to leave one of the main panels earlier to catch one of these, and it would have been nice to get to see everything throughout the day. They advertised this into various streams. They split it into a Dalek ticket, a Cyberman ticket, and the top-level TARDIS ticket, which meant you could go to theatre shows at different time of days and get your photos, your picture opportunities. Sadly, no autographs at this event. I can understand why that is now, I think. This was very much a family-orientated event, as opposed to smaller conventions I and others have been to in the past. So I imagine nowadays, possibly young people, young families, young children aren't so enamoured with getting an autograph, maybe. They'd rather have the picture, they capture the moment of them meeting one of their heroes from the show, which is wonderful, you know, because I have these smaller events to go to get autographs from. That's fine by me. The panels themselves, they were excellent. Strangely enough, they had Mark Gatiss. I would rather have seen him on the Saturday at a writer's panel, but he was on the special effects panel, and he was excellent value. One joke in particular, a female audience member getting his name wrong, and he turned around and looked into his watch like an old-school Bond villain and said, "Kill her." That was a very funny moment. The writer's panel itself, Mr. Peter Harness, writer of the recent Zygon two-parter. And Miss Sarah Donnard, writer of Face the Raven, were there, along with Stephen Moffat, interviewed by the always excellent Toby Haydock. Yeah, that was a very, very enjoyable panel, you know, to hear about the writing process. And my thoughts on the main cast panel, which were Peter Capaldi, Jenna Coleman, Michelle Gomez, Ingrid Oliver too, and Stephen Moffat. This was a very good panel, a few minor issues with it. There was an occasion where a gentleman asked the panel to record introductions for a proposal he's going to make to his girlfriend. I have an issue with this, you know, it's a lovely thought, but there are many thousand people in this arena wanting to ask a question, and initially, I will praise Stephen Moffat for this, because initially the gentleman wanted them each to record a proposal to his girlfriend, and take up time going through Peter, Jenna, Michelle Gomez and Stephen Moffat. But Stephen sort of rescued this situation, made it a lot quicker by saying, right, we'll record a saying, say yes to the gentleman's potential fiancée. Hopefully, I certainly hope she will say yes. And then that sort of issue was done over in a minute. You know, that sort of thing is wonderful in prospect, but when it's done in front of such an audience and there's so much time pressure on these things in a panel, you need to give the whole audience a fair share to ask questions. You know, I don't have a twisted agenda here. I actually didn't have my hand up for a question in that panel, so I'm not being sort of bitter or envious about this gentleman doing that, you know, proposing to his girlfriend. But you've got to give the whole audience a fair share, because I'm fortunate enough to have met Peter, to have met Stephen, to have met Jenna before at events, and I've got to ask them the questions I've got to, you know, which is fair enough. But, you know, there's a lot of children there. This was an adult male and he was asking for a request. But, you know, give everybody a fair shout, you know, just otherwise these panel talks will just turn into request fests. Oh, will you record this for my mother? Will you record this for my dog? Even perhaps it's canine, I don't know. Any of you own a metal dog, perhaps? You know, I just think, give the whole audience a fair share. And what I did like about it was that children were given the priority to ask questions, which is wonderful, because you have an old fanboy like me who has asked a lot of different questions at a lot of smaller events. You know, I think in general, I will prefer the smaller events. They're a bit more intimate. But having said that, Peter, Jenna, Michelle Gomez, Ingrid Oliver too, they all seem to have embraced fandom. You could possibly see them walking between parts of the arena to attend the different shows, and they would always be smiling, they would be waving at you, saying hello. They've totally embraced this wonderful world of Doctor Who fandom, which has always been at its spirit. You know, there's the fanatical versions of extreme fandom, as you might call them. Sorry for my emotive use of language. You know, who always will go out of their way to be critical, but really there's a love for the show here, and there's a great spirit at these conventions, and that did transfer for me from the smaller events I'm more used to in the past to this one. The spirit of love for this show is still there. It's wonderful. And the performers, all the writers, seem to embrace it. You know, so I'd say a very good event. In line of scoring, as we do in Who's on Target, 9 out of 10 for this one. I'd say 9 out of 10. Very well organised, you know. Certain things could be better. The arrangement of the various panels throughout the day. Compared to certain larger events like London Comic Con, it was very easy to gain access. Much bigger venue, the XL, much better venue than Olympia, where London Comic Con is filled, which was a horrendous event to attend in the summer. The summer just gone, summer 2015. So yeah, well done BBC, well done everybody, well done the vast majority of attendees. 9 out of 10 for me. Very good weekend.
So there we are. That's a great review from Mike. And so I think, you know, it's an absolute 9 out of 10 to the BBC for a fantastic weekend there from both of us. I would like to say, because I'm sure you're all wondering, where on earth was Alex? Well, unfortunately, there was a bit of a mix-up with tickets, and then Alex wasn't well, so unfortunately, he couldn't make it with us this time. But I'm sure he will next time. So, all of you, stay tuned, and please download our new upcoming Target review, which will be out in just a few days' time, which is Doctor Who The Massacre. There might be some surprises in store for that one. Take care, and please listen to our next podcast soon. Goodbye.